Joining us is Mark Ferguson, the owner and founder. We began to tell your story, and we're all working off one microphone.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Well, tell your story, and let me see how accurate I was when I just told it.
We're going on 27 years old. I was born and raised in St. Pete. Left right after high school, said I'll never live in this town.
No.
4 years later, 5 years later, I ended up becoming a teacher in Southside Fundamental School. Loved it, and the whole town turned for the better. And then after 7 years of teaching, I found this small gas station next to the dome that was already built. It was called the Suncoast Dome. And I put together 30 small investors, and we bought the land, and we put together a small restaurant with 75 seats, beer and wine only, cold food, warm beer, hired all my friends. What a mistake that was. But I'll tell you the truth, what saved us is the Tampa Bay Lightning. Came to play at the Trop the year after we opened, and that saved us. And that gave us experience on handling crowds, expanding the restaurant, expanding seats. And then baseball was announced in 95, and they started playing in 98. And now downtown is extremely popular. Things are blowing up. People are living, working in our Edge District. And it's just been a great turnaround. And the Rays have been up and down for years, and we had a good run with them. Now we went through some losing seasons, but now we're back on track with a great team. I'm very excited, but I'm more excited about trying to get them a new ballpark on the Trop site. So we're always working on that, and I think it is going to work because of three reasons. One, they've been here for so many years. The fans are finally growing up generations and generations. Number two, our TV market is number 11 in the country. We have 85 acres to work with. But the biggest reason is baseball, Major League Baseball, does not like to move teams. They like to make it work in your backyard. They know we have a good market. We need more fans to go out and watch the games. But we're doing just fine with, you know, we need more corporate support. But if they expand to Montreal or Portland, it will be an expansion team because then they'll make $1 billion off expansion. If the Rays move to Portland, they get zero for that. So I believe the Rays are going to stay here, and I'm challenging all the small business owners out there to do the same thing I do. I buy 8 tickets to every game, and I give them away to charities and new customers and to my loyal employees, my loyal customers, but I do it as a marketing tool to get more people in here. And if we all did that, buy 2 tickets, buy 4, and just give them away, use them. Somebody will use those tickets, and then we'll fill up the stadium.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the Rays have all kinds of different packages. So the smallest of small businesses, you may not think of yourself as a big business guy, I do. But for the smallest of small businesses, there are partial season packages. There are all kinds of opportunities to be a sponsor, be a participant in Rays baseball. Maybe this will be the year, given the start we've had, that it will go wild. Yeah. Well, now we have a lot of new listeners, and we see viewers from Atlanta, thanks to Heidi. And who may want to come visit here, may want to. I got to think we've got a series with the Braves this season. I'm trying to remember. We have in the past. Not this year. But if you love baseball, come down and spend the weekend with us. Talk about your facility, because it's hard to describe the size, the scale of what you build here. So what are some of the numbers?
Well, like on opening day, we had 15 bars open. Yeah. We had axe throwing, we had small ball bowling, we have a dog park, and then we have tables inside and outside. We have 84 TVs, so you can watch all your sports on any TV. And that's another thing that's going to help the Rays in all of baseball and all of sports. Sports gambling is now legal across the United States, but every state has to approve it. So in 2 or 3 years, I believe Florida will do that, and then all the owners will get a cut of that. So getting a new ballpark is going to be huge for us, and I think gambling will help pay for that. But we're open 7 days a week, lunch, happy hour, and dinner, and late night. And we're just very excited to be in this great neighborhood and great city of St. Pete, and I would love to come to Atlanta and see what they did out there with their new stadium. And I believe the Rays can do the same thing right here in St. Pete with their new stadium. So thank you very much.
Mark Ferguson, the owner, founder of Ferg Sports Bar and Grill here in St. Petersburg at 1320 Central Avenue.